Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by our own Morris Baxter.
Hey.
Morris, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much, Kiplin. This is like really exciting. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you for a number of reasons, but we're here to talk about your birthday celebration. So I'll start by saying happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Aquarius season.
Yeah, it feels good to make it this far.
Every day.
Yes, absolutely.
Every day. That goes right in with the Morris motivational moment. Every day is a good day to have a great day.
That's, hey, you know what? That's right, Kiplin. And you know, to add to that, you thank the creator for waking you up, and then you say the Morris code, you should. And that is, something good is going to happen to me today.
Something good is going to happen to me today.
Yes.
And something good is getting ready to happen to our listeners, because we are here to talk about your birthday celebration that's coming up on Thursday, February 15th.
Correct. And it's at Revel. It's a brand new lounge. The owners of Sweet Food Lounge own this as well. It's a very nice place in West Midtown, and it's at 1778 Ellsworth Industrial Boulevard. There's a big celebration happening with my birthday, but, you know, it's so important that people really grasp onto the saying by Zig Ziglar. The more people you help become successful, the more successful you'll become. And that's what I really want to really start reinforcing more now than ever before, from 2018 on, for the rest of my life. And that's why I decided to really become more involved with a wonderful organization. Yeah, and that organization is the Symphonia Youth Orchestra, Kiplin.
It's the Symphonia Youth Orchestra. And so the proceeds from the birthday celebration are going to help more young people become involved in music. I think that is a wonderful connection, Morris.
Absolutely.
So how did you find out about the Symphonia Youth Orchestra? And why did you choose them as your charity partner for this celebration?
Yeah, well, again, just so you know, there's a lot of events that I do. And this is one organization that really touched me, simply because we have a lot in common. This group features students ages 8 all the way through 18 playing strings, okay? Strictly strings, violin, bass, cello, viola. And they reached out to me on Facebook and said, hey, I understand your daughter, Madison, my cupcake, plays the cello. And we'd love to have her be a part of the Symphonia Youth Orchestra. So why don't you guys come out and hear us play? And that night they were doing a tribute to Prince. And I was like, wow, this is like really cool. And my daughter's eyes just got wider and wider as the program went on, looking at all of her peers actually perform and getting more confidence, knowing that she was on the level to be able to be a part of the orchestra. So that's what really started it. And ever since then, they were so gracious and welcoming to us while we were there that it was a point that I had to say, hey, this is something good. And I want to do something even more for this organization.
So your daughter was kind of the catalyst. But after meeting this group, why did you think that what they were doing was so important?
Very good question. And one of the reasons, the main reasons is that a lot of people don't know, I played the French horn for 12 years and was really good at it. And I didn't realize how good I was. But my father had to remind me that if you can play and do music, it really translates to being able to handle math, because there's a good equation there for you as a student. And we know that the STEM, the science, the engineering, the technology, and math is all a part of what's going on now in this world, because we need to develop so many people, our youth, into the STEM organization. So it kind of translated to, well, you know, when it comes to athletics, for example, there's probably about 75 scholarships given away every year. But when it comes to music, there's 400. Okay, so here's something that gives kids an opportunity to find a way to get a scholarship and a good education.
And you know what else about those music scholarships? Most often, those organizations, those entities that provide those scholarships, they travel.
Yes.
So it's kind of like a two for one.
Sure.
Not only are you getting that music education,
that's right,
but you'll get exposed to so much more, because bands, mm-hmm, choral groups, mm-hmm, jazz combos,
sure,
they all get a chance to travel.
Well, it's similar to, and I'll say Georgia-Alabama, a big championship game. We'll just strictly stick with Georgia. Now, when those students are in the band, they are as if they're on that football team, because they know if the team wins, they win, they get to travel and enjoy all the festivities as well.
We have on the phone to join us the founder of the Sinfonia Youth Orchestra, Mr. David Robinson. Mr. Robinson, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
So I was talking with Morris about his introduction to your organization, but I want you to tell our listeners exactly what is the Sinfonia Youth Orchestra.
Okay, we are an urban community Afrocentric youth orchestra largely made up of African-American students playing violins, viola, cellos, and double basses. And of course, this is unheard of in the world of orchestral music, because string instruments and classical music are usually only associated with Europe, people of European descent. Hmm. Sinfonia is an orchestra with urban flavor, like Isaac Hayes would probably have said, bring it on down to Soulsville. Yes, Sinfonia does perform classical music of the world's greatest composers, such as Bach, Beethoven. Oh, by the way, Beethoven was black. Mozart, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and others. But we've also performed Negro spirituals, gospel, reggae, ragtime, soca, top 40, rock, R&B, classic soul, hip-hop, and all of that. And I arranged and composed most of the music. We've traveled all over the U.S. and twice to West Africa, once to Jamaica, and we're planning to go to Jamaica again this year. We collaborated with the National Youth Orchestra of Jamaica, and we'll do so again, adding Immaculate Conception School in Kingston. Our Black History celebration is year-round, because Black History Month is every month.
I love it. I love everything that you said. And I want our listeners to know that the complete name of the organization is Stillwater's Youth Sinfonia Orchestra. Please tell our listeners, the organization was named after William Grant Still. Tell our listeners who William Grant Still is.
Okay, he was a black composer, born 1895, died in 1978. He composed many orchestral works with urban flavor of blue notes, soulful rhythms, and a myriad of emotions. His most famous work is Afro-American Symphony in 1931. Sinfonia has a theme that is performed at all of our formal concerts, which comes from his Afro-American Symphony. Now, we changed our name because the Still family wanted to start a foundation in that name. We kept the word Still and just used Still Waters, which represents Still Waters with buried treasure of music by black composers, unrecognized and underperformed. A sinfonia is a short symphony or a chamber orchestra. We hyphenated to emphasize the Swahili term nia, N-I-A, meaning purpose. And we definitely have a purpose.
That is wonderful. That is a strong name, and it definitely tells us a story. Can you share with our listeners the names and accomplishments of a few other black African-American composers, and you know, how did we lose this wealth of our culture and history?
Okay, well, of course, black people not being highly visible in the orchestral music world, and the racism that has gone on and still goes on to some extent. In that buried treasure, I told you about William Grant Still already. Also, there's Samuel Coleridge Taylor, Ulysses K., Hale Smith, who I met, Margaret Bonds, Florence Price, George Walker, Betty Jackson King, Scott Joplin, Adolphus Hailstork, Alvin Singleton, who was composer in residence at Spelman some time ago, Joseph Bologna, Le Chevalier St. George's from Guadalupe, T.J. Anderson, and many others. They wrote symphonic works, suite songs, piano work, various ensemble pieces, and so on.
Mr. Robinson, that was wonderful. I really feel like you just harken back to that African tradition of calling people's names.
Yeah.
And when you call those names, yeah, you kind of feel that energy, yes, enter into your consciousness, yeah, and into your space. So, why was it so important for you to start this organization and to honor these lost musicians?
Okay, Nia, which means purpose. Our purpose is to train students, especially of those of African descent, in orchestral music, teach them about these composers, teach Black history year-round, teach them that they can be expressive and creative with orchestral music, give them opportunities to travel far and wide to showcase this wonderful variety of multicultural music, prepare them to earn college scholarships, and give them hope for a future in orchestral music, whether it's a career, a side profession, a hobby, or relaxation. Most school orchestra programs that are mostly European descent really do not believe that Black children should play orchestral music. Many of the Black children in these predominantly white programs usually sit at the very back of each section of the orchestra. Racism still exists in the orchestral music world, and I'm of the Marcus Mosiah Garvey school of where's the Black man, Black woman's orchestra. We must create our own in our own communities, perform the music of our people in orchestra form and style, and we must tell of the Black experience through the music.
That is such a wonderful and strong statement, and I want you to also share with our listeners that you've taken this kind of this orchestral genre, so to speak, and you have brought it fully into Afrofuturism. You have worked with so many different artists, from 50 Cent. I'm most impressed that you worked with one of the founders of Sweet Honey in the Rock. But share with our listeners some of those contemporary and current artists that the orchestra actually gets to work with.
Okay. Speaking of Sweet Honey in the Rock, it was Yasmine Betty Williams, who I went to college with. She was at Spelman. I was at Morehouse. We were freshmen the same year and everything. We were even in the same classes. We did concerts for her, with her, and a recording. Sacred harpist Jeff Majors, who played in Symphonia's 25th anniversary concert, is also on that recording, performing on his harp and producing. We accompanied Keisha Jackson, who is the daughter of famed soul singer Millie Jackson. Keisha has this wonderful choir called One Voice. And if you ever get a chance to track her down, I think some of her music will sound great on WCLK. And also, Ken yep. Ford is one of my former students from the DeKalb Youth Pops Orchestra. Chester Griffin and I formed that orchestra in 1985 in DeKalb County, and Ken Ford was one of my first students. I was really looking for another student that I met at an audition, an all-state audition. And Ken Ford was in the room and said, I'd like to join this orchestra, and the rest is history, and he has really taken off playing popular music, things from radio and so forth.
That's wonderful, because you've got living testimonies to the positive and creative force of this youth orchestra.
Yeah, thank you.
So for our listeners who have young people in the family or young people in the community who might be interested, how can they find out about joining or participating with the Sinfonia Youth Orchestra?
Okay. What's coming up is our Black History Concert, which will be Sunday, March 4th at 4 p.m. at First Congregational Church Commons, located at 125 Ellis Street, Atlanta, 30303. Our theme this year is March into Black History Greatness. We will pay tributes to two musical giants that recently passed away. That's Fats Domino and Edwin Hawkins. Sinfonia Dance Company, directed and choreographed by my wife, Alicia Robinson, will perform to the live music of the orchestra. And that would be a great start to take your children to this concert. Our audience may also visit our website at www.sinfonia, spelled SINFO-NIA.com, or send an email to stillwaters690@gmail.com. You may also call us at 404-328-0840. We are looking for students, string orchestra students on violin, viola, cello, and double bass, all levels, beginning, intermediate, and advanced, ages 7 to 18. And we also accept college students, including those from the AU Center, Georgia State, Georgia Tech, Emory, the junior college, just the technical schools, the online schools, and so on. We're always looking to grow because orchestral music is very important, beloved all over the world, and our children have a right to learn and perform it. We take the experience to another level.
Now, I would imagine that keeping this orchestra and dance troupe together, instruments, that it's an expensive undertaking. If we have listeners in the audience who want to, you know, support you in some kind of way, how should they go about doing that?
They may go to our website at www.sinfonia-com. That's S-I-N-F-O-N-I-A.com. Please encourage students to enroll in our summer camp, which will take place June 11th through the 22nd at First Congregational Church downtown. And students from out of town may also enroll. We also meet during the school year on Monday evenings at 6:30, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We are currently accepting new students. You may email me at stillwaters690@gmail.com. And I will send flyers that they can post at work, at their place of worship, pass along to friends, family, and others. Sinfonia welcomes all without regard to race, religion, gender, attractional orientation, and so on. You may find our videos on YouTube as well as Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Sinfonia, S-I-N-F-O-N-I-A, and then has Musician Band. You'll see our videos there and so forth.
Well, I know one way that everyone can help that's very easy, and that's to come out to Morris Baxter's birthday party on Thursday, February 15th at The Revel.
That's right. The Revel Lounge. This is going to be incredible. David is, by the way, he's from Detroit, you know, so he's definitely a good guy. But the good thing I definitely want to mention is because of this organization, there's a lot of things that have spurred from it. They have a group out now called the Griots, and this is a nice strings organization that is doing their thing outside of Sinfonia, but because of Sinfonia Youth Orchestra. Now, a portion of the proceeds are going to go to benefit Sinfonia Youth Orchestra on February 15th at Revel. And we're doing a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And they did, Sinfonia also did a concert with the tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire that was incredible. So it's going to be a wonderful evening. We'll have like six strings, six violins. I don't know if a cello or viola is there, but it's going to be six strings.
This is such a wonderful opportunity for everyone to have a good time and also support this wonderful youth orchestra. I want to thank you, Morris,
yes,
for coming to share
you
with
thank
the
you
Local Take listeners this
yes
morning.
Yes.
And we definitely want to thank Mr. David Robinson for creating this wonderful
yes
opportunity.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. This was a great opportunity to educate our listeners.